Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Dick Callahan from Bay State Medical Center. Today is National Food Day, and I like to say, let's make every day National Food Day.
There you go.
You know, who wants to go a day without eating unless you really have to or are on some weird hippie fast? Phil Corman, you're always advocating for local agriculture with CESA, but what does Bay State Medical Center have to do with local agriculture, Dick Callahan?
Well, I mean, first we're doing part of Food Day, where we're serving lots of local produce from area farmers. We're serving butternut squash from Grolinski Farms. You know, generally speaking, we try to do as much as we can with local farmers for our patients and for our staff and visitors.
Now, I, unfortunately, spent an awful lot of time at Bay State Medical Center, the Children's Hospital, earlier this year, and I was a little bit pleased. In the cafe, there were some local milks and yogurts and things like that. Oh, and you've got a little backpack full of right here.
I brought some samples
black
for
bag.
You.
It almost looks like a doctor's bag, yeah. But I think it might be a local food bag.
Is there a stethoscope in here?
There is not, but there are some maple line milks, chocolate milk, strawberry milk.
Yeah, those were lifesavers when we were there.
Yeah, little yogurts and some granola for you as well.
So what was always stricken me as
you've been stricken since coming back from Children's Hospital.
Yeah. As ironic is that, you know, you're in a hospital and ostensibly to get well, and a lot of times the hospital's food is not the kind of food that will make you get well. So is this a movement, not just with Bay State, but in the medical community in general? Like, hey, let's try to get more locally sourced food into the people's mouths who are here at the hospital.
It is. I mean, Bay State's mission is to improve the health of the people in our communities. Mm-hmm. And that can work as a very broad brush or a very narrow brush.
Yeah.
And, you know, by supporting local farmers, we're supporting the local economy. We're providing nutrient-dense, naturally grown foods to our patients, to our visitors, and to our staff.
Is this a slow incorporation? Because, you know, in all honesty, sometimes the menu items that when you're a patient in the hospital, there weren't too many things that I noticed that were local to choose from. So how is that increasing?
We don't advertise them as local.
Uh-huh.
What we do is during the middle of the summer, during the growing season in the valley,
yeah,
you know, we purchase 30% of our produce from either local or regional farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So the tomatoes you're getting, the summer squash, the zucchinis, the whatever it may be, are items that we put on the menu. We at Bay State Medical Center don't necessarily promote that. At Bay State Franklin Medical Center, they do. They put a little card on the tray. You know, if we were to do that at Bay State, it would be 600 cards times 7 days a week,
yeah,
times 4 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
Times. So you're talking 18,000 cards,
yeah,
just for breakfast.
Now, are you the chef for Bay State Medical Center?
I'm the executive chef, yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm in charge of all the staff in the kitchen,
uh-huh,
and for those that work in patient services.
So did this come from the kitchen to administration saying, hey, we need more locally sourced things? Or did it come from administration to the kitchen to say, hey, you know what you guys should do?
It was a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
The organization, again, is to improve the health of people in our communities. And by utilizing local farmers, that really does help a lot of different people in the communities.
Mm-hmm.
So they were asking for it. We were pushing for it. And we both agreed that that was the right thing to do. About 8 or 9 years ago, we decided to follow the Mediterranean diet.
Mm.
And
personally or for the Bay State system?
Personally and as for Bay State Health.
Uh-huh, wow.
So Bay State Health decided that we're going to follow the Mediterranean diet, which has great emphasis on fresh fruits, on fresh produce, and nuts, and very little meats. And if you do, it's got to be the lean meats. That ties right into using local farmers. It gave us an identity. It gave our menus something to strive for.
If we could only figure out how to grow olives here locally, it would be perfect.
That would be wonderful.
And also, if I were to have happened to have smuggled in some wine, which is a big part of the Mediterranean diet, to the Bay State Hospital, then that may or may not have lent to that whole overall milieu.
Well, you never know. You never know. I'm sure it would have made the stay a little bit more enjoyable, at least temporarily.
I have no further comment at this time.
Yeah, we've got to leave that one alone.
Dick Callahan from Bay State Medical Center, the executive chef for Bay State Medical Center. What's the next horizon for local agriculture for the Bay State system?
Well, we're really pushing to get more involved with local dairy farms.
Mm-hmm.
So as I have over there, I have Maple Line Farms.
Love them.
We use McRae's Farm. All of our milk comes from our family farms. The more we can do with local dairy farms, and dairy farms are really integral to the farming community in general.
Right.
So when your dairy farms go, most of your farming goes. So we're really pushing hard to utilize all of our local dairy farms and to get other people to understand that you need to use and buy your local dairy products.
This is Dick, the new executive director from CESA.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's the next step. But no, he's the executive chef for Bay State Medical Center.
Even better. Feeding the souls and bellies.
Dick Callahan and Phil Corman, who is the executive director of CESA. You can find out more about them at buylocalfood.org.